I'm glad everybody's here. Of course, you know who I am, Paul Julian. I think all of you have met me or know me. We have in the little black box over here coming out of the speaker is Roman Krims, who is was going to be here, but he has this nice, beautiful young baby that needs great care. And so, Roman, if you want to tell us a word about that, we'll you can. But otherwise, and Suzanne Yellen from Hi. Connecticut is our other co-organizer, who's present by way of Skype. So, and Bill Swally is here, who has agreed to be our local on the ground co-helper with me as a co-organizer to help facilitate things here. So that's really grateful to Bill for stepping in.
Thanks,
since
Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
Yes. Thank you.
So that's what we want to do now. We're going to have a talk at 2 o'clock by Eric Hudson, our very first presentation in this workshop. Eric can only be here today or tomorrow because of some experimental things that he has to do next week. So, the day after that. And so we have him here for 2 days, and he'll be here tomorrow, so I don't have questions about the talk. So we decided to go ahead and have his talk on the first afternoon. The Marty Einhorn will be coming in at 1:30 to tell you about the wiki that we have, which is one really excellent way of keeping connected and organized around here. So I won't say too much about that yet. The very first thing we should do, let's just introduce each one of us, say our name and where we're from, and roughly, you know, you condensed matter, AMO physics, or whatever. And then we'll just go around and do that, and then we'll continue. So why don't we start over here on this side.
Hello, I'm Robert Zillig. I'm coming from University of Linz. My field of interest is coming from the condensed matter physics side. So I used to work with helium and still do some work in this field. And I'm using many body theory to treat systems with strong interactions coming from dipolar interactions in this field. I'm interested in dipolar gases, especially in the dipolar length is very large and talk about strong interactions.
Okay. They put the microphone on me here because this is going to be recorded, I guess, so other people, it'll be up, this I think will go up on the wiki, so other people who are not here can have the benefit of seeing this meeting too. So we just heard from Robert Zillig. And
I'm Michael Wall. I'm a postdoc with Lincoln Guard, Colorado School of Mines. And I'm interested in ultra-cold molecules, optical lattices, and also have an interest in numerical methods for anybody.
Okay, and Michael has volunteered to be our wiki master, so you can we greatly appreciate that. So.
Thank you, Michael.
Yep, thanks.
Okay.
My name is Kenji Maeda. I'm a postdoc of a School of Mines under Lincoln Guard, and I'm just coming from Japan, exactly overseas. So
okay, great, good, good, welcome.
My research interest in basically, I'm a nuclear and particle physicist, but I'm now interested in analogy between nuclear meson system, so-called tensor force system, and dipole interaction.
Okay. That's good. Okay.
Okay. So, my name is Jordi Limos. I come from Madrid, Spain. And so, I have some background in quantum molecules. We use cold molecules for quantum information.
Oh, I am Eiter Thyssenkra. I work at NIST in Gettysburg and the JQI at the University of Maryland. Started out as someone interested in colliding atoms, but now more interested in sort of studying free body physics and using field theoretical methods to study them.
Okay.
So I'm Alexei Gorshkov from Caltech, and I'm sort of interested in quantum information, atomic molecular physics, also a little bit main body and quantum optics now. But for the purpose of this workshop, I guess thinking of main body type ideas with dipolar systems and possibly also quantum optics type ideas with those.
I'm Gerd Blum from Washington State University. I'm currently on sabbatical at ITEM, and my background is on the few body side, sort of solving three body, the Schrodinger equation for three body, four body systems, and sort of looking at what happens there, either if molecules form or if actually molecules are involved in forming the few body bound states.
I'm Jose Jinkao. And I work at GILA in Boulder, Colorado. And most of my interest in research has been on strong correlated field body physics, right? Both with dipoles and no dipoles. And yeah, I look forward for us a chance to interact here later. So, quantum.
From Temple and NIST, Temple University and NIST. So I was working in electronic structure calculations and patterns in small molecules, and then I was interested in collisions, ultra cold collisions between atoms and between molecules, and also influence of external fields on the molecule. And lately, my interest was with highly magnetic atoms.
Dipolar atoms, yeah. Good.
Bill Swally from Connecticut, and I'm an experimentalist with lots of theoretical interests. we're particularly interested in trying to produce molecules not only in the random distribution of levels that are initially formed in photo association, but specific levels like the lowest low vibrational level of the ground state or the metastable A state of the alkali dimers. And also one thing we've gotten into recently in connection with finding the best paths for doing a Stimley-Raman transfer from either magneto-associated or photo-associated molecules is to combine molecular beam data and ultra-cold molecule data, and that's an interesting combination.
Okay.
My name is Branislav Friedrich. I'm from the Fritz Haber Institute of the Max Planck Society. I've been interested in cold molecules since roughly 1994. Cold molecules, to me, is a kind of special case of molecules in fields, which is the wider interest that I have had. I've done also work on alignment and orientation of molecules, so molecular collisions, field-free as well as in fields. And most recently, I started dabbling in quantum computation.
And you've done experiments too.
I should, of course, most of you may know this, but of course, Branislav and Bill and Roman co-edited this book on cold molecules that we can, so to speak, say they wrote the book on cold molecules. So that's that hopefully will be many more books to come. So we have about 15 more minutes before Marty shows up, which doesn't really give us time to cover some of the kinds of things that I would like to cover, which is basically how we're going to organize this workshop. So we're going to do that in the morning, and I propose that we meet at 10 o'clock in the morning to set forth our goals and purposes, how we what we want to achieve at this workshop. And let me just say that from the KITP perspective, that this workshop is not something they organize or we organizers organize and kind of tell you what to do. You're the participants, everyone here, and everyone together basically makes this workshop what it is, and we want to have lots of interactions where people begin to develop new research connections and identify the problems that need to be solved, identify maybe some new problems and take on some new directions or engage in some of the research here. And there's lots of so we won't have lots of interaction and so forth. So one of the things I'd like to ask each of you to do, which I put in an email I sent around, I think, to everybody last week, is to think about the goals and of the workshop, what we'd like to achieve, the kind of topics we want to cover, and things like that. And we want to discuss those and see then how we can organize the way we actually do our work here each week to facilitate that in the best possible way. We want to be able for everyone to get a chance to present their work and say something, but on the other hand, we don't have too many talks, and so we have to figure out a way where we can cover the various topics formally or informally, either in longer talks or in a series of shorter talks and so forth, and what topics to address. So that's what I want to take care of tomorrow morning. And let me just ask Suzanne and Roman, I sent my list of topics and some thoughts on that around in an email to you, I think just last week, late last week. So, and I'm still looking to find my email. It's somewhere in my sent email box. So if you have that, if you could send it back to me, that'll give me my list that I made up. So
I actually don't remember if I have gotten that.
Okay. Well, I think I sent it. I hope I can find it. I can reconstruct it, but it might be a little different second time around. But that's
okay. Do you remember what subject you gave it?
No. That's part of the problem. Our mailboxes get so big and enormous that it's sometimes hard to find things. But it was basically a list of possible topics that would be of interest to this workshop, and different kinds of scientific topics. I think I sent it around. Okay.
Well, so when did you send it?
Late last week, mid to late last week. Don't worry, if you can't find it, it's not a big deal. We'll reproduce it in the morning.
Yeah, I got it.
So, you got it? Oh, good. I did send it.
You
good.
Want me to forward it back to you?
Please, yes, do that.
That'll help. Can you forward it to me too, please?
Yeah, forward it to Susanna, and we will.
Others, I can do that.
I will. Actually, if I get it, I might mention a few of the things. But go to the KITP webpage on the conference, which now has the link to the new wiki up on the bottom. So Marty was just telling me this morning, since now we're officially started, our wiki now is linked on the KITP webpage, so you can get to the wiki, which that's going to be a wonderful way of communicating schedules and information and discussions and so forth. So all of our talks and presentations will be recorded and be made available on the wiki, unless for some reason you didn't want what you said to be recorded and accessible. But and that can be accommodated. But I assume most people will want it to be recorded. So you can check out, if you miss something, you can check out what people say. Marty will be here though, and will tell us about the wiki. Let me see. I'm gonna open up my email here and see if I come in yet. Not yet. Okay, here we go. Okay. Oh, good, yes, okay. So, I'll probably put this up on a... there's a lot in here. My goodness, I've made a pretty long list. Okay, there's a lot of stuff that this conference conceivably could address. And we certainly already from the introductions here, and not everybody's here. There's some of them that are still going to be coming in from lunch, so hopefully soon, and be joining us. So, and of course, we want them here for our full discussion tomorrow morning. So we cover atomic and molecular properties. I didn't actually introduce myself, did I? But I probably told you what my name is. But most of you probably know who I am. Paul Julian at NIST and the Joint Quantum Institute, and do theoretical atomic and molecular physics. I'm the guy who kind of like knows atoms and molecules and likes to play around with their properties and things. And so I don't do condensed matter physics and stuff like that, but basically, we want to understand that the kind of molecules and things that people work with are actually realistic systems that actually will work in the lab. So we want to understand the properties of atoms and molecules. So that's and their collisions and interactions. So that's basically what I do. Roman or Suzanne, would you like to say anything about your particular interest or any thoughts about the workshop here?
Sure. Sure. Sudan, do you want to go first, or should I?
Why don't you?
Okay, so I'm Roman France, and I'm, as Paul mentioned, I live and work in Vancouver, British Columbia. And I, you know, I'm a chemist by training, so but I'm interested in ultra-cold molecules. So I study chemistry and physics of cold molecules and their interactions, few and many body interactions, and different aspects of intramolecular interactions. And, you know, I'm particularly interested in ultra-cold chemistry, and that's what I hope this workshop is going to discuss at some length. At some point, and of course, connections of optical chemistry with condensed matter physics, and some workshop. I guess the question I had. So this is the first organizational meeting, right? Are we going to have more of this? Do we need to have more of this kind of meetings?
This is the first brief meeting because Eric's giving his talk at 2:00. Marty suggested we have this brief meeting. He'll come in and explain the wiki at 1:30. And then we'll have a short break and then go to Eric's talk. So tomorrow morning we're going to have a discussion of the goals and the more detailed organization about how we might structure our time with talks and presentations. So
10 o'clock
tomorrow morning. So as far as I know, we could probably get the same Skype hook up if you'd.
I guess my question is, you know, we're going to have more people, new people coming like next week and the week after.
But these meetings are supposed to be every week.
We will have a Monday morning, probably Monday morning meeting every week where the new people to the workshop. See, remember, we got something like approximately 20 people at a time here, a few more, a few less, depending on the week, who are in residence for several weeks at a time, but they're overlapping because people are going to be coming and going. And so new people, any given Monday, new people will be coming in. We'll have some new people coming in next Monday. So we'll have a meeting again, at least a brief meeting, each Monday. We have to decide how we're going to organize that, too. That's part of our task for us.
So if I may make a suggestion, you know, one of the things that I would like to see happening, first off, is us to develop some sort of, like, actually, what you already started, Paul, and a list of topics that I have questions that are pressing and interesting, and it would be interesting to explore. So if we could just maybe even put it on the weekend and then continue to expand that list, you know, so that by the end of the workshop, at least we would have, you know, a set of goals and interesting questions that we could all think about when we go back home and continue our work. Don't you think it would be a good idea as well?
Yes, I think so. I would. What I think I will do, I might take that list that you just sent around and edit it, and if I can figure out how to do this, I think I have the list of emails for the people who are here the first week. At least send that list to the people who are here as part of the conference, so that all of us will have that to start with.
Yeah, and we could all contribute to that. So like all the participants could take a look at the list and edit it, and then, you know,
Okay.
Not interesting, they could be dropped from the list, others could be added. So that, you know, by the end of the workshop, we could have a list of goals to define research in this.
Okay, we'll try to do that. Marty will be here in about 7 or 8 minutes, so maybe if Suzanne could give her comments now, and we'll, if you have any thoughts to add, or... Suzanne?
So, yeah, okay, so I don't need even to say so much. I think most has been said, but I'm at the ITEMP. I'm by training in quantum optics, and so I'm primarily interested in the quantum optics of molecules, but I'm trying to kind of widen my interest somewhat, definitely to many body, and also to all the more like structure, etc., calculations, not so much because I want to do them myself, but because I learned over the last few years that if I don't know about them, I can't do a good job. And for me, the workshop, I mean, I just hope that I learn as much from as many people as possible. I'm looking forward to that.
Okay, good. And both of you will be here at certain times in during the course of this workshop. And if anyone wants to check the schedule out, that again is something from the wiki. You can see who's going to be here when.
I'll be here in 2 weeks, so I will be there in 2 weeks, so I will see pretty much everybody who is there right now in the room. Right. I will see.
Yeah, I think almost everybody here now will be here for at least 3 weeks, and therefore you'll overlap Suzanne part of the time. Okay, thank you. Then this is really a multidisciplinary area in many ways. You see all the different disciplines represented here. Maybe since four more of you came in that weren't here when we got started, we just gave our name and where we're from, just said a little bit briefly about what field we're working in. So why don't we, I'll just let the four of you go, but so go ahead and we'll start.
I'm Ken Hazard, I'm coming from Gila, and I've thought a lot about how to use molecules to learn about many body physics, and I'm also interested in turning that around and figuring out how to use many body molecular systems to learn more about the atomic physics or molecular physics of these guys.
Okay, good.
I'm Michel Demeshko, I'm at ITAM, Cambridge, Massachusetts. So I have an interest in like molecules, interaction with those fields, and using this knowledge to approach many body physics from like the bottom. Also use anticipation to do stuff with quantum states like everyone else.
Okay, good. And
Bala Naduvat from UNLV Chemistry Department. I study cold molecules and interactions of cold atoms and molecules, look at scattering and chemical reactions at cold and ultra-cold temperatures.
Great, okay. And our other person over here is Eric Hudson, who's going to give us a talk in a little bit. So we're just waiting to introduce you when you do your talk, I guess. But Eric's our experimental visitor this week. We get one experimental visitor each week as an experimentalist to come and tell us. We're supposed to be mostly theorists, although we do have some experimentalists in the audience, like Bill here and others who've done some work in experiments. So. Well, Marty's here now, so I think he's going to tell us about the wiki as soon as he gets set up. So we're basically done with this very preliminary. We'll meet. I have to verify the room, so whether it'll be this room or a different room, but presumably it'll be this room in the morning, I think. Okay, so this room in the morning at 10 o'clock, we will all gather and then discuss our goals and the scientific topics and how we want to address them through our talks and interactions here during the course of this workshop, which of course we're planning not only for you guys who are here now, but also for the people who will be coming in the next few weeks. We kind of set up.
So Paul, can we join in by Skype?
As far as I know, there's no problem. You could join in by Skype as long as you're available. That would be 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Which Roman, let's see, you're the same time zone, and Suzanne, you would be 1 o'clock in the afternoon, right?
Actually, I think I cannot. I have a meeting at that time.
Okay.
I'd like to participate if possible.
Good. Then we'll try to bring you in, and
I try to join you in the middle of this. So if you hear me ringing, forgive me. Pick up.
Okay.
Don't pay any more attention to me.
Okay, good. Well, thanks. Thanks a lot. And I'll leave you on, I think, because you can, I think, also hear what Marty has to say about the wiki, right?
I will definitely stick on here.
Okay. Yeah, Marty's setting up over here, so.
Good.
So basically, we'll have our talk by Eric, and then after that, I guess you're free for the afternoon. We can you know, whatever happens.
Isn't there a physics club?
Good question. Check the wiki. Is there? What is it? When is it?
Today
what time?
Four.
Today. And what's the topic? I should have checked that. Sorry.
Sure. It's Bob Kirshner is talking about exploding stars and cosmic acceleration, better precision in infrared. Bob's an astronomer who's on sabbatical here from the Harvard Smithsonian.
Oh, good. Okay. And is that in the physics building?
Physics department. Just follow the crowd.
Okay.
So to speak. You want cookies, you'll have to get there 15 minutes before.
Okay. So get there by 3:45 or so. Okay. Good. So are you set up and ready to go?
More
or okay. Less. Okay, Marty's going to go ahead and go. Should I take this thing off, this microphone now? Or because you'll need it, right?
Yeah.
So we have no talks, no other talks scheduled for this week?
I haven't scheduled a talk yet for this week because I thought we would organize ourselves first and then we will decide what we have this week on the basis of what we discuss tomorrow morning.
I see.
Perhaps we should at least kind of, I mean, I'm sorry, for me it doesn't matter so much, but perhaps it would be good to at least decide whether there's a talk tomorrow and who is speaking, and I think all the rest can probably be done later, but whoever has to prepare a talk for tomorrow should be given at least a few hours advance notice.
That's a good question.
So we don't have to have a talk tomorrow, right?
We don't necessarily have to have a talk tomorrow.
You can have one on Thursday and one on Friday, right?
Yes.
That would give people some time, and then the question is how to use the day of tomorrow in, you know, in a constructive way.
Right.
Well, we could have a discussion meeting tomorrow afternoon, like with the purpose of identifying some of these bigger questions and goals, like I said, just to get that wiki page started.
We'll do some of that in the morning.
Right.
And then we'll decide how to continue tomorrow afternoon.
I think we can. The people already started some discussions here, so maybe we can give us ourselves today, tomorrow for this and wait for talks until Thursday or Friday.
Okay.
But we know also each other a bit better and what we are interested in.
There's also the parallel meeting, quantum control.
Yeah, maybe also knowing what they are doing.
Their Wednesdays, I think, are mostly off. They're not doing a lot of Wednesdays. Okay.